All right, we still continue with Proverbs. We'll read this verse. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for instruction, for correction, encouragement. We thank you for your precious word. A vast majority do not listen to it, nor do they follow it. But Lord, we thank you for those who do, and we thank you that you would help each of us to follow it as we ought to. We will not be perfect, but we are perfect through the Lord Jesus Christ and our being presented to you, but you are working in us and working to conform us to be like Christ. So encourage us tonight that we may walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen. The first three verses are a challenge, an encouragement to listen. It says, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings, which means to have a heart, to want to listen. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, which means to keep them inside and to make sure that we keep God's commandments before us. For they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. I would put living for the Lord above not living for the Lord is the best life there is, no matter what anybody says. But I want to focus on verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. First thing I want you to ask is, why is it important to keep or watch over your heart on the inside when there are more important things on the outside that we can see that deserve our attention? Why bother with keeping check on the inside when there's so many things out there that we see that we might need to attend to? Bible says the heart describes our inner being, the center of our mind, emotions, and our will or our choice. The heart is the inner being, the inner person that includes our mind, our thinking, our attitudes from that, our emotions, our ability to choose. Our heart is that which is inside of us. There's three things. First, there is the command, keep or watch over your heart. That's the first thing he says. It is a command to watch over your heart. Make sure you keep a check on your heart. Secondly, there is an intense priority in this, with all diligence. Notice he says, keep thy heart, watch over it, with all diligence. It's not just enough to casually look at it, but make sure you do it with diligence, with a priority, with an intensity to make sure what's in your heart. Then the third thing he says, the reason is given, for out of it flows the issues of life. Now I want to kind of break that down and show you why it's very important to follow, to look at what's in your heart. In Hebrew, the word order is important. And it means, above all else, keep your heart. With all diligence adds to the importance to it. The verse means the priority of all things is to make sure you watch over your heart and what is in it. Keep or watch means a place of confinement. It means something that's closely observed, protected, preserved, or guarded. It's like soldiers who are guarding a fort, or soldiers who are guarding Fort Knox. They're keeping watch over it. They're making sure they're protecting it, to make sure nothing enters in that shouldn't, to make sure there's no robbers, anyone enter in. They're really keeping guard, and they're watching over that thing called our heart. Also, it means to weigh as you would weigh baggage. Weigh what's in your heart. Make sure as it does to weigh baggage, make sure that you weigh and keep careful what's in your heart. But why is that so important? Well, it says, out of it is the word which means springs. It means the source or direction of a river and how it flows. Because out of the heart, he's basically saying, is the direction that the life flows in. Is what's in the heart will find expression in the outward behavior of the person's life. Issues means to exit, or also the source. And it basically means this. In other words, your heart determines the source and flow of your life. It is not what someone does to me, but it is my heart and my response to that of what I allow that determines how I act. We blame that person or this situation or that situation, but the truth is we didn't guard our hearts. We didn't keep a check on what was there in our hearts. If your heart is carnal, calloused, and bent on having your own way, then you will experience in life the actions and reactions of how you conduct yourself. He says that's why you to keep a check on your heart. Don't let it become filled with carnality. Don't let it become cold or callous towards God. Or don't let it just simply say, I'm going to do it my way and that's it. Because out of the heart is becomes the source, the direction that your life takes. It is not a mystery why we're experiencing trouble in America in some quarters. It's not a mystery. Because we have allowed the boundaries to drop, we've allowed the walls to drop, and we've allowed people to no longer be in contact with anything scriptural in the general sense, and therefore their hearts become filled with all sorts of things. The one that did the shooting in Florida, he didn't just wake up one day and do that. His heart became highly corrupted and highly problematic. And what came out was the expression of that. In the time of Noah, because they were so distant from God, the Bible says that violence filled the earth. Why did this happen? Well, because someone didn't keep a check on their heart. And as the heart becomes a certain way, as it becomes bitter, as it becomes angry, as it becomes just agitated, then that begins to find expression in the life. If your heart is filled with love for God and people and kindness, that will be the direction your actions of life will take. That's why he says, keep a watch on your heart and do it with diligence, because out of it are the issues of life. I've over the years heard people say, you know, preacher, I allowed things in my life, and I just began to drift away from the Lord. And I began to do things that I should not do. You know why? Because they didn't watch their heart. I remember my cousin in Florida, as she was raising her son, I remember her saying it loud and clear. She said, I always watched at his heart. I always made sure to keep a check on the heart. What was there? Not the things that children do, having fun and being children, not that. But what entered into the heart? And if there was a little coldness or a little lack of interest maybe in the things of God or a little lack of interest in the Word, I went after it immediately. I did not wait till it found fruition. And so the heart, when it's filled with love for God and people and kindness, that's what the life becomes. People who are kind and gracious in others will find that people are kind and gracious to them, generally speaking. But when a person, as I even said this morning, when a person gets filled with envy, or a person gets filled with money, or a person gets filled with things, or the person has something happens to them and they get filled with bitterness, that begins to spill over into their lives and begins to spill over out of their mouth, and begins to spill over out into their actions. We must protect our hearts from sins of envy, jealousy, anger, bitterness, lust, pleasures, etc., lest that determine the direction we walk in life, which can affect all of our relationships. You probably in your mind can think, I can think of people who did not keep a watch on their hearts, and their lives just drifted away from God. Well, why are they doing that? They're good folks. No, they didn't keep a watch on their heart. The heart is that secret part of us that allows attitudes and different things in. And when it will find its expression in a person's outward. What you see comes out of someone is not just something that showed up overnight. It's something that's been there in the heart. And they didn't watch over it. And so the Bible says, keep your heart. Guard it. Make sure you protect it as soldiers would be protecting something. And do with all diligence. Don't allow anything negative or sinful to creep in, but only allow good things. Coldness towards God and indifference to his ways can affect our lives. A life filled with love, joy, peace, contentment, patience, kindness, self-control, etc., can produce a path of living that is a blessing to us and to others around us. You know the folks out there who are always grumbling and critical and complaining and upset about something. Their hearts have become to allow that to fill their life. And it finds expression out of their mouth. It finds expression in their attitude. It finds expression in the way they relate to people. But a person whose life is filled with these things, listen, love, joy, peace, contentment, patience, kindness, self-control, which are basically the fruits of the Spirit, can produce a path of living that is a blessing to us and to others around us. You've been around folks who love the Lord and love one another and treat you with kindness and encourage you. That's a lot better than those who don't. It's good to make sure you would never, I don't think you would, but you'd never allow someone just to come into your house and sit down and begin to conduct themselves in a way that they shouldn't. And say, you know what, I don't care what you think, but I'm going to come live with you for a while, and I'm going to do whatever I want to. I don't think you would allow that. You say, wait a minute, no, you're gone. Well, we don't need to allow other things into our hearts. That's why it's important to keep reading the Bible. This is what he said, my son, attend to my words, incline that ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them and help to all their flesh. I don't say you do this, and I haven't done it as consistently as I should. But particularly as I go through the New Testament, this is what I do. I read through a passage of Scripture, and I jot down everything I can find out about God. And then I use that to worship him and praise him for. And then I read through, and it's very clear, and I find everything it says and tells me to do. I was going through James and says, count all these trials as joy. Oh, Lord, are you sure that's what you want? Okay. I'll ask by your grace to be able to do that. And you go on down it. If you have troubles, then take them in prayer. It keeps on going down and saying different things. And so what I do is I use those scriptures, not to study them all, that's another time, but to find things about God that I can focus on and to find things that the Bible tells me to do. And you would be amazed at how much it says. You would absolutely be amazed at how much it tells. And I use that to confront me, to convict me. And sometimes I must confess things to make sure things don't creep into the heart. And they will. They will creep into the heart and harm us. But it's important to let love always be there. Joy and peace and contentment. We preached on that a couple of weeks ago. To be content with whatever the Lord allows, to be content. Doesn't mean to be satisfied and not strive to be better, but to be content. And so many people, and you may know some, have allowed little things to creep into their hearts, allowed little things to creep in and begin to harm their lives. Forgive me for saying this, Danny. The city had to cut off our water to do whatever you did. You know how hard it is when you don't have water? We are spoiled folk, but it wasn't that long. And of course, I read the thing, and of course, me, I generally overreact, and I'm like, well, you know, and they said, you can drink it now. Oh, I don't know about that now. It said, watch out, you know. I'm just teasing. But you know what? That's what I think a lot of people have done. They've allowed a few little things to get into the inflow of their life, and it's affected them. Don't you do that. Keep a guard on your heart with all diligence so that your life's direction and your life flow would be good and positive. Let's pray. Father, we love you tonight and we thank you for your truth. You challenge us and you encourage us, and may we take it to heart to make sure, not worry about everybody else and what they're doing and what they're saying, but to make sure our heart doesn't get filled with things that may harm us. It isn't what the other fellow does that harms us, it's what we do. It's not what the other person says, it's what we allow. We can be joyful and encouraging no matter what anybody else does, because nobody's ever going to do all that they should. So Lord, help us to do all that we should and make sure we protect our hearts. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.